Welcome, everyone, on the 31st day of January. We've already rolled out one whole month in a new year, and hopefully a very different, better year than the one before. So we can congratulate ourselves for being the best we can be and in the highest faith we can hold. And we are here together. We've got a nice attendance on this call. Lots of people showing up early, so I expect that we're going to have some really, really good participation. Tony, if you were on, how would you set the call for us working with the cosmic order and the cosmic balance? You are on.
Hi, Glenda. Thank you. Yeah. It's good to hear your voice. And good to be here on the call with you. Well, today we have, right now, we have the moon is with Vesta. It's within 1 degree of Vesta. It's an asteroid, and it's the sacred fire. So connecting with wherever the fire seems to be lighting up for us, where does our energy go? Where does our passion lead us? What is the real strength that's emerging for us in our life? Or where would we like strength? Where would we like assistance?
That's a great one. Okay, and overall, is it still looking at, like, extremely positive?
We've turned a corner. And what we're doing is we're heading into, a different type of dynamic. We're in a whole different sort of energy for the social atmosphere. So one of the things that a wise astrologer observed in 1980, we had a Jupiter-Saturn conjunction in an air sign. It actually happened, I think, in Libra. And then during that time period, the Internet flourished. Now, it didn't really become prominent in its usage until, like the early 90s. But the shift that happened in 1980 was setting all that in motion. Now, what also happened in that 20-year cycle was you painted the lamb and the lion, and we had a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So there was an energy that was set in motion with that Jupiter-Uranus conjunction in 1980, and so that had very positive it set a very positive context for developing a whole bunch of things, including a revolution in communications, which is what happened with the arrival of the and flourishing of the Internet. And, computers took off. The personal computer became widely used in business and also for personal productivity. So now what the astrologer that I saw that commented on this was very insightful, but he pointed out that developed over a period of years. It wasn't obvious right in the very first moments of that cycle. However, we have something now which is a bigger shift. It's a bigger shift, and so although we're still in the throes of the challenges that that we've been working our way through, I sense from everything I'm seeing that yes, the trend on the largest scale is helpful, positive, nurturing, and it takes us towards better collaboration, a more healthy society, greater freedom for the individual, and a more fertile and productive. It's good ground for for healthy ideas for real solutions.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we could use really more than anything else right now, 2,000 years of an Aquarian age, where the native intelligence of humanity is honored in everybody without so much social stratification. Social stratification in some ways is very, very helpful because it allows for leadership into new areas of discovery and new areas of development and distribution of responsibility. But we've been into that for so long. There's a lot of spiritual and genetic potential that needs to be elevated so that it can all be part of the human recipe. And we're going to get 2,000 years of that. So I think a marvelous revelation about who we really are as people, as humanity, what we really have as a potential endowed by God to transform the entire experience on planet Earth is coming our way. And I know that some of the mystical astrologers who are not so much into Western astrology as they are into Eastern, and I don't mean Chinese astrology, I mean the original study that can be found in the Vedas, where not so much the stars were discussed as the epochs were discussed, and the mudras and the divisions of the ecliptic that the entire solar system revolves through, and they put the axis of that eclipse, that ecliptic, between Leo and Aquarius. Leo being the, shall we say, the headline and the leadership, the exalted potential that would define an age. And then the Aquarian era that would reform the age and bring up new potential for the next 12,000 years. So they marked the divisions of life on Earth in basically 12,500 year divisions. And those divisions were more important to them than the different ages we talk about, or even the different centuries that we talk about, or months that we talk about. Because they felt that you can't divide the growth and evolution of humanity into small digits, that we're a huge they saw the hugeness of who we are, and they were trying to respect the hugeness. In terms of the book of Genesis and Moses, we were the creation of humanity equal to one whole day in the creation of existence, which means we're a pretty big deal. And they did, the writers of the Vedas and the ancient study of the previous 12,000 years, shall we say, the one that ended 12,000 years ago, they only looked at the bigness of it all. And they would place us at that time in the closure of an epoch where we're going to reform and revise and purge and rebirth humanity. And that's the way they would describe it. And I believe that we really, really, truly just now entered that process. I don't think it came at, the Mayans said it would come at 2012, but they thought it would be a specific event. And I think most of us realize that anything that big can't happen in 5 minutes. Otherwise, we'd blow the planet up. You know, it's big. That's the point I'm trying to say. And what you were saying also, that your the wise astrologer revealed, things that are big, really big, don't happen in an instant.
Right.
Now, they may happen in the blink of an eye for God, but for us, they don't happen in the blink of an eye. And a lot of the changes that happen for us in healing, healing our body, emotional recovery, spiritual growth, happen over a period of time, but maybe started in an instant. This is one of the things I had to really grapple with internally and also socially when I first began presenting The Lamb and the Lion to Pentecostal churches who were led by the belief that you really were not a Christian until you had been born again. And it all happened in an instant. And then they would want to know why somebody can be born again and then flip. Well, I was born again and then I flipped. I went back to being an alcoholic and then I was born again. And I learned to laugh about it and I learned to say, my friends, you're human. Things don't happen for you in an instant. They are revealed in an instant. And what is revealed in an instant will be unfolded for as long a duration as it takes. And that duration may be a matter of days or weeks or years until it becomes a stable way of life. And it's okay to fall off the wagon. It's okay as long as you get back on the wagon. You know, nobody ever drowned by falling in the water. They only drowned by staying in the water. And it's true for all of us. We have to forgive ourselves when we get a powerful revelation and we can't keep it. Get it back. Give yourself an opportunity to get it back. Sometimes healing goes in waves of up and down. You think, oh, I've got it now. And then you have a sag and you think, well, God let me down. It's not going to happen. Give yourself what may have happened. What really happens many times is when you have this upsurge of feeling better. Your body has claimed its ability to purge itself. And now the things that it purges out of itself will go through the process of having to be eliminated. And that's going to make you feel worse for a while until they're eliminated. I've been through some very powerful cleansing programs, shall we say, that involved many levels from diet to spirit to breathing to sweating to exercise, and it was all an organized thing. And I would go, it was like a roller coaster, because I would go up when I would reach a certain peak, and that peak would release more that had to be dealt with. When it was dealt with, I would go up again to a higher peak. And then it would release more that had to be dealt with. So this is life, my friends. We're here as spiritual beings going through the process of living. And the process of living often has many ups and downs. That's why I wanted this blessing service to be absolutely free, absolutely open, and open to all people. On this presentation, I really don't preach anything other than extremely universal principles that I think anybody could be benefited by and never offended by, such as faith, such as holding to an optimistic attitude, things, considerations of wellness and caring and love. And so, yes, we do talk about those things, but, and sometimes I'll bring in a biblical quote, but it's usually to make a particular point, just like the way I mentioned the sixth day referred to the fact that we're a big deal if the whole of the firmament, meaning the basic energetic foundation of the universe, was created in what God called a day, and God's days are very long and very big. It was a day for him, not a day for us, okay? You've got to understand, there's a difference. If that was all created in a day, and we were created in a day, how long is it going to take for us to be perfected? Okay? So we're going to go through some ups and downs. And we're entering that phase which people who wrote the Vedas and studied the cosmos from a much more expanded viewpoint than we do today believed it takes 12,000 years to go through a cycle. And then the second 12,000 years is the first 12,000 years was for a more private cycle. The second 12,000 years was for a more public cycle, where we are working first on ourselves and who we are and what our potential is and what we can create and what we were meant to be, working with each other and with God. And then we move into a more organized public cycle of living according to their standard of belief. So, Tony, you opened up a really, really big subject, and thank you. That was
thank
great.
You.
I'm going to open
oh, you're welcome.
Up the call. Hmm? One more thing.
Oh, you're welcome. No, no, thank you very much. Nice, nice discussion. Thank you for talking about the Vedic astrology, too. That was really lovely.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Desmond, I know you've been waiting a while to get on the line. Here you go. You're on. And I just want to say that we love you, and we've been holding you in our prayers and our blessings.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was reading Love Without End today, and it was just so extraordinary. I had doubts at one point about Yeshua's truth for some complicated reasons, and then I was reading it, and I was just like, it's just absolutely so beautiful. And like, I always knew that it was like the hottest book on the planet. And I mean, along with the Ringing Cedars, and I'm really into reading it again. And it's actually helping me. I've been going through the most difficult time of my life. And, I'm doing my best to heal, and it's so challenging.
I know. I know. And I too am going through a very challenging period of my life. So I walk with you. And today, there are many, many parts to healing and many levels of grieving. Today, how would you like us to focus our blessing on you?
I have my brother's been dealing, like my family's been, my brother Danny has been dealing with a really, really hard time as well. It's been just so bad.
I have to ask you to hold for just one moment. Okay.
Sure.
I'm on my study service. What? You pulled it out?
Yeah.
You couldn't believe it then.
Why would it be that I was supposed to have it now?
No. Tony, can you take over? I have a medical emergency here with Larry. Desmond, I am so sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay, Glenda.
I am so, so sorry, and I will... I need to bring Tony back on. I need you to log on, Tony, and take over the call because we've got a very serious thing going on. Larry, Tony, you're on, but just to give everyone a heads up, Larry is in the early stages of his transition. He may not be with us next week. And it is extremely challenging for me. I was up all night with him, and he's fighting everything. The only He just pulled the catheter out of his body, and now he's bleeding. So I've got to get medical help for him. So
yeah.
I am off the call, and Tony, take over.
Okay.
I wish I could be here with you, but, you know, my duty calls.
Sure, sure. Thanks, Glenn. Love to you both. I hope hope Larry's fine and you can help him quickly with what he needs.
Well, we just have to keep him under in comfort care, shall we say. But he has already begun the process of transitioning. But that takes, just like we were talking about very big things, well, Larry is a very big person, and it's not going to happen in 1 or 2 days. It's going to probably happen over 3 or 4 or 5 days. So he might still be here next week. We can pray for that, but I pray that he leaves in peace. And I'm trying to be there for him. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Okay, thanks, Glenda.
Are you signed onto the call? You've got the board, Tony?
I do. I've got it up. I'm on there right now.
Okay, then I'm gonna sign off because I don't want this situation to be on public call.
Sure, sure. Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your presence and your patience. Desmond, we didn't get a chance to hear the end of your thoughts. So if you'd like to hit *61, go ahead and do that. And let me bring you back on.
Hi there. Hi, Tony. Yeah, I'd like Glenda asked me what I'd like a blessing for with myself, and I guess I don't know, but I'd like a blessing for Glenda and Larry, for sure. And,
yeah, absolutely. And your process is, deepening and shifting, and I would imagine the same is true for your whole family and everyone connected with Joshua. And you mentioned your other brother who's been having some challenges as well. So
yeah,
a blessing.
Very.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, it's been very challenging I've had challenges to keep myself alive even, so I'm doing my best to do that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that that the energy is moving and shifting. It's I really enjoyed hearing what you were saying about your new connections with Love Without End.
With Yeshua. Yeah,
with Yeshua.
Love Without End. And Love Without End, the only thing is that I'm reading it and I'm actually understanding it in a whole, like I've read it many times, but
yeah,
I haven't read it for a while, but I mean, I was reading it and I was actually understanding how profound, if I would have actually understood and followed the blessings, I didn't understand the blessed life, the way that, I was just maturing and growing and,
yeah.
And now I,
Well, and it's something that we hear all the time. It's been true for me. There's been so many times where I sit down and I start reading that book again, and it reveals itself in a whole new way. And I'll bet you everybody on this call would say that that's the truth of their own experience as well. So we're all with you in that and in your presence on the call. Thank you for being here and allowing our presence and prayers to be with you and for God's presence and love to be with you in all different forms. And it's speaking to you now and working with you in the ways that are most healing and accelerating for what your process is, obviously. So that's wonderful. So I just want to acknowledge what I can hear and see in your presence, that although you're going through a lot of challenges and pain, there's obvious the healing and acceleration that's also occurring. So I want to thank God for that.
Thank you, everybody, and Tony.
Okay. Well, thank you. Indeed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, and we'll probably be talking soon. You and I were planning to have a call probably tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah.
Talk to you then. And we've got a couple other people on the line. I'm going to bring on Nancy.
Hi, Tony. And
hey, Nancy.
Tony, because Glenda is facing a very distressing emergency as we're speaking, can we say a special prayer for her here and now?
Yes.
That loving, healing, wise energy of the infinite source right now. Can we do that now?
Absolutely. Would you? I mean, I love the way that you were starting it right there.
Okay. Do you want me
go right ahead? Yeah.
You finish up for all of us, please, Tony.
Absolutely.
Sacred Source, Divine Creator, Holy Sustainer, we know that here and now, you are holding Larry and Glenda in your heart. We ask that you strengthen us as we move into her heart and send the powerful love that we want to send to her to heal, to give her wisdom, to give her strength and stamina. And to help all of those involved in Larry's care so that everything is done for him perfectly and at the right time. We ask that you surround this emergency with wisdom and compassion so that every part of his treatment is perfect and with love and kindness, and that fear and any other emotion that would interfere with Larry's treatment be dissolved in that beautiful, loving space between the material, the 99% blossom into full care for Larry and Glenda in this moment. Thank you, God, that this is so.
Thank you, God. Why, we thank you, dear Father. We thank you, Yeshua. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the miracle of this community, the miracle of all these connections, the miracle of Glenda's life and work, the miracles and blessings of the life and work of Glenda and Larry together, the great blessing that pours itself out continually upon us in your love and light that works through the hands and eyes of these servants. Allow them to accept all of the help necessary to make this process as graceful as trouble-free as it can be, that they may meet every challenge with a sense of the strength and grace that's always been with them and always with us. Thank you, Father, for your love, your support, your grace. And may all of that be amplified around Glenda and Larry, around all connected with them, and around our whole community. Certainly also around Desmond and his family. And for everyone that we know and we're connected with, who's also dealing with pain and challenges, and especially those who are ill, and especially those who are going through their transition, leaving Earth and coming back into your arms. May we, as a family, as a community, also accelerate your loving gifts, accepting your presence and helpfulness in ways that go beyond all we can imagine. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Tony. God's will be done.
Amen. Was there anything else that you wanted to express or ask for the call?
No, but thank you for your prayer.
Thank you. That was really helpful and beautiful. Very timely. All righty. We have a couple other people on the call. I'm going to open the line for, let's see. I don't recognize me. Hi.
Hi, Tony. This is Ollie. How are you?
Hi, Ollie.
I just wanted to request a blessing for a dear friend, blessing giver, who's having some health challenges, and I saw her on Facebook, so I would like to add Cecilia McKenzie to the blessing list, and our fellow blessing givers, if they could hold her in their respective blessings throughout these weeks, it would be awesome.
Okay.
And also another dear and beloved blessing giver, Jean Marie Dancer. Let's put her in there too.
Okay. You said Jean Marie Benzer, is that right?
Dancer, yeah.
Benzer. Okay. I've noted both of them. We will include
thank
them
you.
For sure. You're welcome.
Thank you,
thank
Tony.
You for the, thank you for the call okay. and the adding those folks to the blessing. All
no
right.
problem. Thank you.
All right. You bet.
Bye.
You bet. Bye-bye. I have a couple more calls to
yes.
reach on the list here. Hello.
Hi, Tony. After what just happened, I'd like to also send a blessing to Larry and Glenda right now with what they're going through.
Thank you.
And also, if you could just put my sister Virginia Grant on the list, who's just going through a rough time emotionally. Selling a house and getting a new house is just a lot on her right now, and she just needs, you know, some support, extra support.
Yeah.
And I have another friend, George French, who's having physical problems and probably on the wrong medication, and I'm trying to help him with Chinese herbs. He also could do with some extra support. And lastly, a friend, Brent, who's looking after his mother, who's been with cancer for a long time, and he's just exhausted doing this, looking after for years now, and he just needs Yeshua's support to help him get through this time where his mother is very ill and probably getting ready to make her transition as well, and everything has fallen onto his shoulders, and he just is probably near exhaustion.
Yeah.
So those three people, if you could. I was also going to tell, I just got the Wild Arabian Rose from Glenda yesterday, and I wanted to say how absolutely fantastic. I don't know whether you've smelt it or not, but it takes you to another realm.
Wow,
it's just the best thing I've ever got from Glenda. So I just wanted to thank her, but she's obviously not here. But if anyone's out there and you need something to really lift your spirit, this is it. It's just, it's like no other thing I've ever smelt in my life. It's quite fantastic. Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's beautiful. And I haven't smelled it yet myself.
Oh, you haven't? Well, don't, again, if you can get some, hold of some, it's just like no other rose that you would ever smell. And Glenda was talking about it last week, and I just jumped on it immediately, and it came yesterday, and I'm just walking around the house with it. It's just so wonderful.
She mentioned that there were two. I think it was last week she was telling us. There were two roses. One is a black rose.
And the black rose, yes. I didn't know which one to get, and I got the Wild Arabian Rose, just one she talked about growing out in the desert. I mean, it just sparked my imagination, and I just had to go straight to the Internet and order it, and I'm very glad I did. It's something very, very sacred and spiritual, I believe. It's just quite out of this world.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, but Glenda's essential oils and every one of them and the blends that I've encountered, they're just amazing.
Well, they are. I've got the Christ one, which I put on every morning before I go outside, and I really feel like it's just a halo of protection, especially in this time we're living. And I live in a high rise in Manhattan in New York, and so we need everything we can get here because it's pretty intense up in here.
Yeah.
So these two things are very helpful, but the rose, and you just open it and it's subtle, but you just need the tiniest of a drop, you know, just wonderful. Highly recommend.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I'm so glad to hear. Not surprised at all, but that's beautiful.
No.
I'm sure I'll probably get my hands on some as well.
Yeah, soon. Yes, you
she
probably
did
should.
Say that, yeah, because she said that that for initially it sold out, but she was able to get some more. So
yeah, well, there was some cool. When I hit the button, I don't know what it is now, but I lucked out and I got some. It's a treasure.
Very good.
Thank you, Tony.
All right. Well, thanks, Elizabeth. Thanks for your prayers, too. And we've got Christopher. Hi, Christopher.
Hi, Tony and everybody. This is Christopher. I wanted to say I have a blessing request for two friends of mine. One's a longtime friend of mine, and her partner, Mark, has been struggling through leukemia. Mm. So, he's had some, he was in remission and then they've noticed some more cells. And so they're not sure he might have to do another stem cell, but he's been very sick with a cough, and that's been worrisome because they don't know if it's COVID. But as someone mentioned earlier, also my friend Cheryl, who's the main caregiver, is just, I think she's doing a great job, but I think she's really exhausted as well. So I just really wanted to bring a prayer and ask Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and God to bless them.
Mm-hmm. Very good. We have them on the list. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. And I've got a couple more people to also get on for the blessing. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Tony. Hi, everybody. Blessings certainly to Glenda and Larry at this time.
And
it's very interesting. There's one person I want to put on the list. She's going to get an angiogram on Tuesday. She had a brain bleed, and they wanted to go for an angiogram. Her name is Debbie. So if we can put her on the list, I would be grateful. The other thing I want to say is Glenda spoke about the rose last week and how incredible it was.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, when we do our prayer, when it became my turn, I don't think I've ever done this on the prayer, but, you know, I just kind of said to God, can I receive everything from this blessing that I'm meant to receive today? And I don't think I ever quite verbalized it, you know, and it felt good to do that. But I want to say I had some company last week, and I had cheese and an apple sliced up. And when I went to taste the apple, it had such a strong rose flavor. I don't know if that was the, you know, it was so much so that I said to my daughter-in-law, tell me something. Do you taste this? Because when I put it out initially, it did not. And I said, do you taste? She goes, oh, yes, it has a very strong floral note. Oh, my God. I couldn't get over it. Believe me, when I sliced that up on the cheese board, it was just a good, ordinary apple. And then after, and I on the heels of Glenda talking about the rose and me saying, whatever I'm supposed to receive from the blessing, let me receive. And then it's over and I go, and she goes, oh, yes, it's very strong. Oh, my God. I said that I think that relates to the blessing I just, you know, I just had. I just wanted to share. I wasn't going to share it. I went, oh. But you know what? Since the rose was mentioned, I said, oh, I got to share that. So.
Yeah, that's a nice little miracle to tell us.
Yeah, I couldn't get over it.
Yeah.
I'm sure Glenn would smile. You know, I expected for her to be here to hear that. And then I said, oh, you know, with everything going on, don't share it. But then.
Yeah.
Who was it that talked about, why her name escapes me, who just spoke about the rose? I said, oh, you got to say it. You know, that's your cue. You got to say it.
Oh, it was Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Yeah, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank all of you.
All right. I've got two more people right now in the queue, so let me get to them as quickly as I can. It looks like Julie. Hi. Hello. I'm not hearing you.
Okay.
Hi. Now I can hear you.
Okay, very much. Thank you, and hello to everyone. Of course, thank you to Glenda, and blessings to Glenda and Larry. I'd like to put myself and my family on the list. My mom made her transition on Monday.
Oh.
She was 94. And understand the actual, you know, occurrence was very quick, so we're very thankful for that. At this point, most of the initial plans have been made, and my siblings and I all live in different cities, so a lot of this was done remotely, and sometime in the future we'll have a service. So at any rate, of course, we have our own feelings of sadness, and for me, some old family things have come up and personal things. And so I just want to have a blessing for healing, of course, for the experience of the transition and for myself and my family members that we continue to grow and evolve and heal individually and as a family as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. So was your whole family there, or were you able to be with your mom at that time?
I got to see her in person in November. She was in assisted living, so we got to do an actual in-person visit physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
December, we had a window visit. And then, of course, she made her transition.
This Monday.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we did get that. Most all of us got that last opportunity to see her physically in person.
Yeah.
Although we weren't allowed to, you know, hold hands or hug or anything like that, but we were in each other's presence, so that was very appreciated.
That's lovely. Well, it sounds like she had a beautiful life and a beautiful and gentle passing as well. So that's certainly something to be very grateful for. Thank you for adding your mom and your family to the list. We've got you guys down here for the blessing this week.
Thank you.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And looks like we've got one more person. Stormy, hi.
Yes, I've mentioned this before, Tony, but I thought it was pertinent. When my good friend Sheila, who I'm allowed to say that I sing her everlasting soul, I put her in the back of my van because she could only lay down in the bed that I slept in, and took her to the airport so she could go home to North Dakota to die in a couple of weeks. Well, I did not say goodbye when I took her out of the van and put her in the chair. I never say goodbye to anybody. I may say hello, but I never say goodbye. I knew you before you were born. I will know you after you have left. Mm-hmm. I only have joy for the passing of your physical presence. I never have any sorrow whatsoever, because I see the joy of your life. And I just want to bring my personal ability to see, and the fact that I don't have a concept between seen and unseen. And I want to bring that joy factor, and the people who have moved on, transitioned, and upcoming events for people that, for me, I never say goodbye. I say hello, but I never say goodbye.
Well, that's beautiful, Stormy. It's joy for the passing of one's physical presence. Really,
it is such an incredible honor to have life and a death in this human presence. It is so holy and so sacred. That is why I can only see the joy of the gift that God has given us.
Yes. Yes, that's really beautiful. Well,
thank
and
you,
it,
Tony.
It's something that I've been with a number of dear friends and family when they've been passing. And it, you know, you love them, and so, you know, it's a change. It's such a powerful transition. But it comes with, you know, an amazing mixture and revelations, and it unfolds over, in my case, you know, over many months and sometimes years. So it's teaching us in a way that that only comes to us under those special circumstances where it's someone we really have a connection with in their passing. So it's one of the aspects of learning that we get here, and love and connection that we couldn't get unless we were here, and we couldn't get it unless they were here. So for the blessing of being here together with one another's presence, the gift of the love that we have together, and for the gift of letting go when the time comes. So thanks.
One of the blessings that God has given me, and he has given me so many, Tony, is that so many people who know me just for a little bit, they ask me to take them to heaven when they die.
Mm.
I'm still learning and doing that, but I just say yes when they ask.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my music is written specifically
mm-hmm.
for those who have died and don't know exactly where to go. If they can't find mm-hmm. their lights, they can hear my music. My music will take them to their lights, and then mm-hmm. they'll go finish the journey that they need to. It's all good and well in this world, but it is written for another world.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I have a friend who's actually two different friends who do hospice work, and they specifically say that their work tends to focus exactly on what you're describing, that sometimes there are people who get a little bit distracted or delayed. Perhaps they're somehow in a place where they're not ready or stuck. And there are people who help with that. So it sounds like you're one of them, and your music specifically as well. So thank you for doing that. I'm sure all those beings are very grateful as well, especially when they get unstuck and manage to make their complete journey.
And to bring some light into this, like I said on the prayer call, remember, when you're looking at the stars, you're looking at a part of you in the stars, and the stars are looking back at you, so say hello.
All right.
I just like that creative imagery of there's a part of you in the stars, and when you're looking at the stars, you're looking at yourself. So say hello, not goodbye, hello. Stars, here I come.
Yeah, thank you very much for that.
All right, Tony.
All right, well, I think we'll switch gears and get into the blessing. So again, thank you to everybody who called in today. And we're holding Glenda and Larry in our prayers and in our blessing here today as well. So thank you, everybody. And Nancy, thanks for your prayer. And thank you for everybody for your presence and for your prayers, your comments, sharing your experience, sharing your energy here with us. So what you want to do right now to get ready is simply put yourself in a comfortable and receptive place. If you are here to receive the blessing, or even just to ask for the energy of the blessing, to direct the blessing in a particular way, you want to get yourself into the most receptive place that you can be. So you want to be relaxed. It's good if you're uncrossed. I love what Glenda says about this. The energy is going to flow through the blessing energy. And so you don't want anything that's going to get in the way, including arms and legs that are crossed. So you want to be relaxed and in a place where you can completely receive. And while we're doing the prayer, I'll do a prayer here initially in just a minute. You can also pray along, but as soon as we start the blessing, let go of the prayer and just put yourself into a receptive place. So one of the ways, very easy to do that, is to do some breathing. I'm going to demonstrate this breath. You take a, relax your body, especially your abdomen. You take in a nice, deep, slow breath. And then let it go slower. So the out-breath is very slow, like this. And then let go of everything. Let go of every thought. And just be together with your breath. And of course, when we're together with the breath, we're together and connected with the spirit. And the spirit is in everything. It's in us. It's in every living thing. It's in every part of existence. It's everywhere that exists. It's in all being. And so connecting consciously with your breath connects you with all of that, with everyone in this community, with every child of God, with every particle, and with every cubic millimeter of space in all of creation. So now I'm going to begin the prayer. Dear Yeshua, thank you for your life and your presence. Thank you for every bit of your life, and consciousness, every bit of your teaching, every bit of your encouragement. You have been with us for more than 2,000 years, and only God knows how much longer than that you were with us before your incarnation. But you told us when you came, I will be with you always, even until the end of time. And now your life, your energy, your consciousness are with us in an even more immediate way through this blessing and through everyone in this community, through every connection and through every prayer. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for pouring your teaching, your love, your light, your blessings through each of us. Thank you for the blessing givers. Thank you for the blessing of the teaching and the life of Glenda and Larry. Their dedicated presence and service has brought your light and your blessings to us even more immediately. And we know that you are with them now, loving them, surrounding them, as you are with us. Thank you for connecting and encouraging and helping us to sense your presence and the miracles happening in every moment. And now, blessing givers, please stand and we will conduct the blessing. your blessing is being transmitted. All that is required now is for you to receive it. So continue to be in that receptive mode. Be in a restful state. And don't engage in any thinking. Just let your thoughts go and be at peace, be at rest. Connect with the stillness within. And for at least the next 7 minutes, just be available to the energy, the light, and the love that are being communicated. Thank you, and God bless you. I look forward to being together with you on the Blessing Call next week.